Good morning, you've got Brad Knight from Opinion Advisory for the early morning markets, Monday the 24th of August. So we had futures markets on cereals reasonably unchanged to slightly lower on Friday night. So that should flow into local markets today with not any major, real major changes in those headline markets. So there's not a lot of news out on Friday night. Currency, unfortunately, moving against us. It was up another, 50 basis points. So it's sitting at 71.5 or just over that, which is a fair increase on where it was, a month ago. So the currency is providing a few headwinds, particularly for pulses and probably less to the degree barley. So cereals, look, basic story is not a lot to change at the start of this week. It'll be interesting to see how the local market sort of absorbs the forecast for the next few weeks as well. Oil seeds, look, unfortunately, they had a pretty tough night after a fairly strong week. It's not unusual to see them take a little bit of a backseat, a little bit of profit-taking. So Matif was off the equivalent of about 18 Aussie, which was exacerbated by the strength in the Aussie dollar as well. And Canadian futures were off very sharply, perhaps following the broader complex, but also perhaps some effect from the announcement of a failing in discussions between the Canadians and the US around trade agreements. So we just want to see what kind of impact that does have moving forward. So expect local canola pricing to be off sort of 15, possibly 20 today to start the week, and then it'll continue to take really strong direction from what those headline European markets are doing. Look, hope everyone has a great week. As usual, please reach out. Let's discuss strategy if needed, and have a good week ahead. Cheers.